And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Mr. Bob Elliott and the charming Mr. Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
The funniest tooth I ever saw.
As the nice announcer said earlier, this is the Bob and Ray Show. As this whole hour comes to a grinding halt here at CBS, the last quarter hour devoted to the antics of Bob and or Ray or both or all of them or whatever.
All of our many friends are here with us: the McBeebe twins, the audience, Ballou and Webley, and
Pierre Dupre is coming in. We have the McBeebe. Did you mention that?
Yeah. And a big surprise from them tonight.
Plus, we may have a poem, if we have time, a wonderful beatnik poem at the end of the show. But that's all later. Now, let's see what we want to do here. You clean him out again.
Is he on our mailing list? Because we ought to take him off.
Tony does a good job. I just wish he would come in when the show is over. That's a very powerful vacuum thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a hotels have. Is there?
I wonder if he knows we're working on a demolition schedule here, does he?
I don't have any idea.
That's why, maybe why he comes in. So he really gets over in the corner.
Yeah. He's been like that. He's going out now.
He's happy. A happy vacuum cleaner man is always good.
He's a man who does a good job.
Right. Pierre Dupre, will you come over and sign in, please? Our old friend from the North Country, here with us to pay a visit after some 3 months.
Hello there, Bob. I'm there, and you too, Ray.
Pierre, it's winter time here in the States.
Well, it's winter time on top of the North Hemisphere there. Mm-hmm. I was reading the paper where there was have a heat spell underneath Australia on it.
Yes, well, this is their summertime, of course.
But is that right?
That isn't what we're here to chat about. It's this little item in the newspaper which says Pierre Dupre, log rolling champ, plans to roll a log across the Atlantic Ocean. What is it of this story, Pierre?
Well, it's true on it there, Bob. I was going to get on a log there with my hobnail boots there, and I was keep the log spin until I was arrive at Europe there. I mean, in France, maybe, or to England on it there.
You mean you're just going
whatever
to...
Whatever country I was come to, I will stop there.
You're just going to keep rolling this log until you hit Europe, huh?
Yes, but my brother will be on a boat there in case I would fall off and drown there in the big ocean there because it's deep.
In the big
I'm used to only the fresh water there.
Well, that's what I was going to ask
this
you.
This is salt water. There's a difference here on the buoyancy.
Yeah, well, we have a tank set up for you because I thought you might like to demonstrate for us and for the people in the studio.
Well, in as much as we're indoors on it there, Bob, I think I'll take off this jacket there and do it just in my shirt sleeve.
All right. There's a big log already in there. I don't know how you're going to get on it.
What's called on the water then?
It's salt water.
It will be the first time I was due to salt water. I was can do this good on the phrase there, Bob.
Well, I think it's time you began to practice.
Salt water, there is stronger than the phrase. Then.
Climbing over the edge of the tank now. Got 1 foot on the log, and there he goes.
Music there, let's throw my rhythm off there. Will you stop the music?
Yeah, stop the music.
Please, that music was... Throw off my rhythm. I was go left, right there, left, right. I can't do that with the rhythm on it.
How long do you think this is going to take you to go across the Atlantic on a log?
Oh, that would take me a week at least. That's a big water.
Well, I know, but you haven't even begun to move around the tank here yet. You're staying in one place.
Oh,
you all right?
I'm wet there.
Well, a little splash.
Oh. Well, I'm a mistake.
Oh, he has fallen off the log, ladies and gentlemen. Let me explain this to you, ladies and gentlemen. In this tank, which is about 8 feet deep, here in our studio, Pierre Dupre, the log rolling champ, has fallen off the log and now is floundering there. Webb, I wonder if you'd pull the plug out of the tank, would you please? Might be a little help to him.
Here we are.
If it's not too late, I certainly hope not. We're all wearing brand new suits today. And...
Right.
Pierre.
Yes, there.
Are you all right?
I'm all right now, but I'm soaking wet there. How am I going to get out of this tank? It's about 15 feet up there.
Well, it is bigger than I thought it was. We'll have
rusty,
to
rusty, too, you know. It's slippery on it there.
I'll tell you, we'll try to get a ladder for you and get you out before the show is over.
I'm cold like a brass monkey down here.
Yes. All right. Well, Pierre Dupre, our thanks to you for dropping by today, and good luck on your trip.
Good luck to me there. Get me out.
Are you still going to try the Atlantic?
I don't know there, not until I get out from inside this tank there.
Webb, can you help him some? We have other work to do here.
I'll do the best I can. I'll drop him down some bouillard.
Well, that would be very helpful of you. Maybe a blanket or something would be good, too, huh?
Make it for pea soup.
Pea soup, Webb, make it.
Okay.
And now, let's see, we call this feature The Wonderful World of Professions, and tonight's guest is Miss Thelma Caribou of CBS News.
It's an honor to be here, Bob.
They call women in the news business sob sisters, don't they?
I've never heard that one before.
How about the news hens?
Where do you pick these expressions up?
Well, I don't know. Could you tell us a little about your post with CBS News?
I'm a typist. I type out memos, office supply requisitions.
Exciting work.
It's a living. Oh, have you seen intrepid CBS newsman Wally Ballou around tonight? The chief wants him. He's hopping mad.
What about?
Wally's spending too much time at the water cooler, shooting the breeze with Francine Crowder.
Well, I tell you, if he drops by, we'll
Thanks.
Send him over.
And I'd like to say before I leave that CBS News is my favorite news for news. Or, like they say on the radio, get the news fast first from CBS News.
Thank you, Miss Caribou. Real nice of you to say
that. I wonder if there's
any
time for this,
for me. It is past office hours, isn't it?
Yes.
Are the McBeebies here yet?
They sure are. Come on up here, McBeebies. Say hello to the Bob and Ray audience.
Hi, Claude and Clyde McBeebe.
Wow.
Hi, Bob and Ray.
I guess when you came into the studio earlier, you saw the station wagon outside with the old English script writing on the side, saying the McBeebe family singers.
Family singers. Yes, I did, as a matter of fact, and I sensed that you had added something to your act. What's happened?
Well, the main band business is in limbo. so we thought maybe if we got the kids and taught them a few singing phrases, we could put two of the country as the McBeebe family singers and turn a dollar.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. I didn't realize that you had this many children. Claude, you have two sets of twins, and Claude, you have one set of twins, right?
That's right.
And making six.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to offer? Can you give us a sample of this new act that we'll be...
Kids. Come on up here. Stage.
Can we have this boom microphone?
Yes, I think you can swing that over.
You just stand around the
microphone
in a circle.
And
give you that wonderful stereo effect.
Well, that should be very good. Here then, for the first time on the air, are the McBeebe Twins family singers giving out with the Tennessee Waltz. Congratulations to all of your children, the McBeebe family singers. I think that is real, a little polish, and you'll have an act there that's really different.
Well, I'm glad to have the kids this way, and just a note to remind us of this wonderful program, Ray, that we'll be touring the country as soon as we get the Motley Mix on the station wagon.
Goodbye, McBeebe twins, and your families. Good luck to you. Wasn't that the worst thing you ever heard?
Boy, they should be arrested on sight.
Oh, if anybody books them.
Oh, you know, look, when they come to your town, move. Oh. Really. Isn't that the worst thing you ever heard?
That is just a travesty on good things.
Right? Oh, I mean, it's really the worst. I've never heard anything worse in my life.
Yes, Claude and Clyde?
Just one other thing about Mrs. Mrs. Maybe a little thing for you, and I'm glad to have it. Again, thank you very much. What a wonderful thing. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Paula, and thank the missus. Sure, look, delicious. Those wonderful talented kids for it. Right, we're going to eat this cake right on the air. Oh, would you eat this? Oh, would I eat this? Just smell it. Oh, buddy. Banana.
Oh, I suppose they mean well, but I don't even know if they do that. Anybody here in the audience like this banana cake?
Right, you guys are the meanest people I have ever heard or seen perform in my life.
Sir, if you have anything to say, say it into a microphone, please. We'll be glad to take any criticism.
I don't think it would be wise of you to invite me up on the stage because I'm a judo expert. And I'm liable to toss you right into the middle of another network.
Well, I don't know why you would want to do that, sir.
Because the way you treated the McBeebies and those sweet kids is disgraceful.
Well,
you're two-faced.
I don't really think that's a good explanation of it. We just didn't happen to like the music they gave out with, that's all.
Uh-huh. Why don't you say that to them?
Why didn't we say that to them is what we should have done, I suppose.
Well, okay.
But thanks for your comment anyway. We're always open to those, as you know.
I'm starting my 24th year of heckling at radio programs.
What was the first program you heckled? Do you remember?
Yes, I think it was Phil Baker and Bobble.
Mm-hmm. And from that, you've gone on through the years, down through Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
I heckled Harry Hollick.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've had quite a career out of this. Have you ever won any prizes for your work?
No, they don't give prizes for that.
Well, maybe they had honored you as...
I might as well come up on the stage.
I think it would be very good if you did. Watch the step there, Susan.
There, shake hands, Bob.
All right.
I wasn't fooling when I called you the judo expert,
man.
Buddy.
Oh, boy, that's
good,
Bob. Well, I don't...
Go on, Paul. Go heckle somebody
right on my bad leg.
Too bad. It's really a shame. I'm awfully sorry. Terrible. Okay. Now, is there anyone else in the audience would like to talk to us?
Anybody like to play 1 minute, please, for about 40 seconds?
I love that. Right. I love that's one of the nicest speeches you've
ever. It is, and you can't get hurt with it.
No.
Ma'am, you want to reach into the big barrel and take out a subject?
No, sir, not me. I remember the last time somebody did that, and they were bitten, I think.
Oh, well, that's all been taken.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll
just reach in. See what your subject is? It is...
What is that in the bag? Oh.
I think that's banana cake, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, my word.
That fellow must have just tossed that in there. That is too bad. Well, why don't you take that as your subject, then? Banana cake.
All right. Banana cake is made from a fruit that the growth...
Well, your time is up.
That wasn't 1 minute.
Well, we didn't have time to play the full minute, but if you'd like to come back tomorrow, we'll
honestly,
start off with
you. Honestly, I think the judo expert was right.
We'll put you up at the Bob and Ray Hotel if you're willing to stay over.
Hey, friends, we'll have a nice beatnik poem for you in just 10 seconds. Okay, Jack Kerouac, go.
The polar bear sleeps in his little bear skin. He sleeps very well, I am told. Last night I slept in my little bear skin, and I got a heck of a cold.
Good.
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
And KNX, AM and FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles. Friends, on January 28th, the neighbor will come to you.